My guest at this time is House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price, a Republican from Georgia's 6th Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about the House leadership races that should be coming to a head in the coming days. Mr. Price, who is in the past has been a member of the House Republican leadership, was initially a candidate for majority leader when current majority leader Kevin McCarthy threw his hat into the race for speaker. But now, of course, McCarthy is headed back to his old job now that he's withdrawn his bid to become the speaker. So for the next few minutes, we'll discuss what lies ahead for the House Republicans. And, sir, as you well know, October 8th is when McCarthy stunned a lot of people by saying he was not going to continue with his bid for speaker the very day that that vote was supposed to happen. The mainstream media, of course, out there saying chaos, chaos within the Republican conference. How would you describe what's going on inside the House Republican conference right now?
Well, this is an historic time. We've never had in the history of the country a sitting speaker resign midterm without a scandal. So this is a remarkably challenging time, but it's a time where there's great opportunity to select an individual as speaker who can unify our conference and address the challenges that we have and move forward in a very, very positive way. Kevin McCarthy, the current majority leader, had stepped up to offer himself to be that individual, and that wasn't to be. So he will continue to fulfill his role as the majority leader, and consequently there's not an election or a race for majority leader at this point. There likely will be after the next election. So the only vacancy that we have right now in the House Republican Conference is for Speaker of the House, and I'm desirous of having the Republican Conference rally around in a consensus way one individual that can pull us together and unify us so that we can work together in a way that actually allows us to move these pieces of legislation that solve the challenges that we have over to the Senate and then demand and challenge them to do their work.
Well, the name that keeps getting bandied about now, of course, is Paul Ryan, the Ways and Means Committee chairman, but he's made it known on multiple occasions he's not really interested in the job, although given the demand, it seems, right now, he may reconsider. If, in fact, he decides not to, given your interest in a leadership position prior to McCarthy pulling back his bid for speaker, is this something you'd pursue?
This is a situation where, again, I think it's important that we have a consensus candidate as opposed to an election. Having talked to over two-thirds of our conference over the last 3 weeks or so, I know that the divisions are deep and the fissures are significant, and I believe that having a contested election right now will in fact deepen those divisions and widen those fissures. So I think it's important to have a consensus candidate, and I think we'll be able to come up with one.
Do you have one in mind?
Well, I think Paul Ryan would be a great one. I really do. I think Paul is an individual who can pull us together and move us forward in a positive way. If that's not to be, then there are a number of folks I think that could fill that bill. If the conference thinks that I'm capable of being a unifying candidate, then we certainly would be willing to do so. But I think it's the conference's responsibility, leadership's responsibility, and the conference as a whole to come together with a consensus candidate.
Some of the conservative critics, Mr. Chairman, of the existing House leadership say that they're less concerned about the specific person who's speaker. They're more interested in advancing some rule changes to respect their views, make sure that they're heard better, make sure that there's more time to view legislation and so forth. What do you make of those demands?
I think the concerns are real and valid. Everybody who goes to Washington, by and large, has given up something significant to go to Washington to try to help solve big problems. And we've the House, through both Republican and Democratic leadership, has been a top-down model of leadership, and that's not the way that you get the things done in a manner that allows each and every American citizen to know that their representative is having a direct effect on the outcome of legislation in Washington. All of us understand and appreciate that we're not going to get everything that we individually want, but we want to make certain that every member of Congress, every member of the House, has an opportunity to affect the outcome. And as long as that works from a bottom-up process standpoint, then I think you get much more buy-in, much more unity, and a greater opportunity to actually represent the American people.
Well, sir, no shortage of work ahead of you, both in the conference and in committee and on the floor. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today. We always appreciate you coming on and giving us an update.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price, Republican from Georgia's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.